This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
History museums come in all sizes. Of course, you have the Louvre in Paris and the Smithsonian, but those are so large as to easily overlook the history of small towns and communities. The regional museums are just as important and just as interesting. We have one of those jewels right here. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Bill Schultz, president of the Half Moon Bay History Association, and that curates our own Coastside History Museum. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Museums display history, but there is a history in creating a museum in the first place. I'm sure a visitor would be surprised that ours started with a jail. Give us a quick story of how that was the beginning.
So our jail has been around since 1919, and it was used as a jail up until about the 1960s, and the city used it for various things. The organization before us, the Spanish Town Historical Society, had used it as a museum for a few years starting in the 90s, but then they faded away, and we, as the Half Moon Bay History Association, were able to open it up again in 2018. Our goal was to open the building behind, which is much larger facility, but at first, for the first few years, it was just the jail.
Just the jail. Now, of course, on June 24th, 2023, that was the official opening of the Half Moon Bay Coastside History Museum, and that was a question about the title. We have Half Moon Bay Coastside History Museum. What is the official title of the museum?
The official title of the museum is the Coastside History Museum. We cover not just Half Moon Bay, but we cover all the way from Año Nuevo up to Devil's Slide.
This is something I always like to get to early on. What is the museum's website, and what will you find there?
Our website is halfmoonbayhistory.org, and on that you will find information about our organization, places you can donate, but also we also have a large, extensive archives of recordings of talks that we've given, and some videos are included in there. And we have some other photographs that are on the website. It's just a place to find out more about us, to connect with us, and we'd love people to visit and join the organization.
And join means both as a patron and perhaps a volunteer.
Correct. You can join just as a patron, a member, a small fee every year. Then we also would love to have volunteers. We have a great group of docents who help our customers at the museum. They help out. We're open every Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. We have a docent on staff all the time when we're open. We also would like to have more docents. We'd love to have enough docents so we can have a docent in the jail. And we also have many other volunteer opportunities. Several people volunteer to write stories for us, do some history research. In addition to the museum, we have an archive where we have thousands of old photographs that we are still in the process of documenting. We can always use people to help out there, too.
Well, a museum, of course, one of the things, it has stuff in it. Now, I'm sure there's lots of old-timers, and there's garages and attics filled full of bits and pieces of Coastside history. How do you sort through those items and decide what to display, especially since it is a limited space?
That's a great question. We look at it in two pieces. In addition to being the president, I'm also the collections manager. And as the collections manager, I want to collect everything that tells a story about our history. But we can't put all those in the museum, as you said. So what we do is we go through and we set up exhibits that will tell individual stories about particular things like fishing or agriculture or things like that. And we'll put those in a museum, and then we rotate what we have in the museum from time to time. And some things are very important for us to keep that would never make it to the museum. For example, if we have old documents that tell, you know, who owned what buildings and things like that, and those are something that would never be in the museum, but they're excellent for doing research about our history.
Obviously, a visitor to our fair city would be looking for something to do while they're here. How do you attract them to the museum?
Because we have a jail, we have a sign that we put on Main Street. Our jail is only one block off of Main Street on Johnston. It's behind City Hall. And so right next to City Hall, we put up a sign that says go to jail. It's a museum, a Monopoly-like character. And then it says, you know, the History Museum. That does a lot to attract people. We get many, many people who don't know anything about us, but they see the sign. And they come back and they're amazed at what we have.
I remember going to the opening, and I was surprised how much information and interesting items were in that space. How does the program change to keep us locals interested in it? I mean, we live here, and we figure, we already know everything. What brings us back in?
We're planning on making many changes as time goes by. We just added an exhibit on the fire at the Cunha grocery store. We're planning a few more exhibits in the not-too-distant future. We hope to add some in the future about whaling. Shore whaling was a big deal here on the coastside, especially down Pigeon Point Lighthouse, but also up in Princeton Harbor.
When is the museum actually open?
We're open every Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. And we're also going to be open on Make It Main Street.
And do you have some special events that are coming up this season?
We have quarterly talks. We have one coming up this summer on the internment camp that was in Pacifica. One of our colleagues up in Pacifica is going to give a talk about the internment camp, interred mostly Japanese, but also some Germans and Italians during World War II. We had a large Japanese population by the time World War II came around. Almost all of them were working on flower farms. And many of them down in Pescadero. They had started arriving in the early 20th century, and the numbers got fairly large by the time the World War II came around. They were all rounded up. Most of them were sent through local internment camps like the one up in Pacifica, but eventually into ones in the center of our country, such as Idaho and Colorado. Most of them lost everything. Some of them were lucky, and their neighbors paid their property taxes and made sure that nobody could repossess, you know, make sure the mortgages were paid. Those few people were lucky that when they came back, that they still had their assets. But a lot of people who even lost their assets, they came back and stayed here.
And that's all part of our history.
It's all part of our history.
Right here. Volunteers, as I mentioned before, a central item to an organization. And how do they get in contact with you?
We have a page on our website that will tell you how to contact us. You can either join as a member or join as a member and volunteer. We list several types of opportunities to volunteer with, but basically you contact us and then we can just discuss with you what you're interested in. Most people come as docents in our museum, but as I said, we have lots of other volunteers doing other things.
And if I find something interesting in my attic, actually I haven't lived here long enough to have an attic full of Coastside stuff, but if I do, what do I do?
We have a link on our website to send us an email or give us a phone call and tell us about what you have. As soon as we get that information, we reach out to you. We discuss with you what that item is and whether it makes sense for us to take it. I'd say about 80 or 90% of the time when someone comes to us, it's something that we find very interesting.
What's the most interesting thing you ever tripped over?
I think one of the most interesting things is we recently were given a couple of harpoons, one from the whaling period. They had originally belonged to someone who lived in the area, so we think that they might have actually belonged to the whaling companies that were here. One of the harpoons is looks sort of like a regular harpoon that we think of. The other one is something called a bomb lance. It is not live now, but when it was live, it was just like a pipe bomb that was fired into the whales to kill them quickly. It's not a, you know, happy part of our history, but it's an important part of our history, and it was a necessary part to keep the people going here. We don't like killing whales now, but for them, you know, they didn't really have a chance, opportunity to do something else.
It was subsistence.
Right.
Yeah, we have come a long way. Now we're slowing the ships down so they won't run into the whales.
That's correct.
The absolute opposite. Once again, what is that website?
HalfMoonBayHistory.org.
I want to thank you for joining us and giving us a good overview and update on our Coastside History Museum.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
My guest today has been Bill Schultz, president of the Half Moon Bay Historical Association. And do you have another title with the museum itself?
Yes. My title is president and collections manager. I'm the one who collects all those artifacts.
Yeah, so you're the one who'll come out to my attic.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood. In this world of quick deletes and forgotten passwords, it is comforting to know that there are places that preserve what is most important to us, our sense of connection to our community, through a local museum that both preserves our past and illustrates how we can progress to our future.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Half Moon Bay and the Coastside has a rich history. It's time to explore that past with Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine. Destination 1962. The journey back begins in moments on your hometown station and the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Explore downtown Half Moon Bay and win great prizes. Pick up your free downtown soccer passport at City Hall, the Ted Adcock Community Center, or the Half Moon Bay Library. Then head downtown and start collecting stamps from participating businesses. Visit local shops, restaurants, and community favorites throughout downtown and collect at least 9 stamps, no purchase necessary. Look for downtown soccer passport signs at participating locations listed on our website at halfmoonbay.gov, where you can find all the participating businesses and special promotions, no purchase necessary. Once you've collected 9 stamps, bring your completed passport to the Fun Zone raffle booth at Carter Park between 9 and 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 4th. Passports will be entered into a raffle featuring prizes and giveaways donated by participating local businesses and community partners. So grab your passport, discover local businesses, and celebrate our community one stamp at a time. The City of Half Moon Bay Downtown Soccer Passport. Visit, stamp, win.
Time keeps on slipping.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1962.
We have now arrived in the summer of 1962. What were things like in Half Moon Bay in the early 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Moss Beach Boy is chased by man with an axe. The San Francisco man was jailed after he reportedly chased a young boy with an axe. The 70-year-old was the son of Grady Mayfield family, who the owner was trying to evict. The Half Moon Bay Area Amateur Radio Club is asking the Federal Communication Commission for a station license with the call sign letters HMA. Work has resumed on the high school building project. Construction has resumed on the new $2 million Half Moon Bay High School after a strike by common laborers. The construction company contract for the project said laborers are returning to work at their old pay rate pending negotiations of a new contract. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Our family has hit a landmark and just realized it. We came exactly 50 years ago to settle here in Half Moon Bay. My brother and sister and I were in grades 5th, 6th, and 7th and took to our new home immediately. We all enjoyed going to Cunha's Middle School and then to Half Moon Bay High. We never got into trouble since our folks employed what they called the Fink Factor. Because we were close in age, we always knew what the others were doing and could be counted on to tell Mom and Dad if anything was noticed and was off bounds. My brother and I settled here for good, and my sister lives in the Delta at Bethel Island. Years ago, she returned from college to be Miss Half Moon Bay at the county fair. You may say our family truly loves the coastside, as I assure many of you do. We do live in a special place. Let's celebrate our setting and our country as we approach the 250th anniversary of America. Keep calm and local on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1962, and the Cold War continues to worsen as the Russians place ballistic missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles away from the coast of Florida, and President Kennedy calls their bluff by threatening war unless they are removed. The USSR backs down, but for a short time the world stands on the brink of nuclear war. The president sets a goal for landing a man on the moon before 1970. The United States is getting involved in Southeast Asia politics by training South Vietnamese pilots. Actress Marilyn Monroe makes news by serenading President Kennedy in May during the TV broadcast celebration for JFK. She sang an intimate, sultry, and memorable rendition of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. The performance added to the rumors that the two were having an affair, and the only 3 months later, Monroe died of a drug overdose, ruled a probable suicide under suspicious circumstances. The big new hit on TV is the Beverly Hillbillies, and the James Bond movie title, Dr. No, is an instant success. In popular music, this was discovered by singer Carole King when babysitting for a friend, and her first attempt at recording a record was a smash, 12 weeks on the charts, and a number one solid gold hit. Here's Little Eva and the Locomotion. Raised in Australia, his one and only hit in America, here's Frank Ifield with I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. Distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I
Every week, a new adventure as we travel back in time with the KHMB Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967 6060 858-967 6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones, financial advisor here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's Financial Focus, five questions that could change how you see retirement. Saving for retirement is important, but it's only part of the picture. If you're within 5 to 10 years of your target retirement date, it's time to start thinking about what you actually want your retirement to look like. After all, getting to retirement isn't the end goal. It's what you want to do once you're there that matters. Start by asking yourself these five questions. 1. When do you want to retire? The age at which you retire matters more than you may realize. Retiring early sounds appealing, but it means saving more money and having less time to do it. It can also create gaps in healthcare coverage and income before key benefits kick in. For example, Social Security benefits can begin at age 62, but at a reduced amount. Full benefits are available between ages 66 and 67, depending on birth year, and waiting until 70 means the maximum benefit. Medicare doesn't start until age 65, and penalty-free withdrawals from retirement accounts generally aren't allowed until age 59 and a half. For couples, timing gets even more complicated. Staggering retirement dates can sometimes maximize benefits. In other cases, retiring at the same time works better. A financial advisor can help you sort through these decisions and find the approach that makes the most sense for your situation. 2. How do you want to spend your time in retirement? Many retirees are surprised to find that having unlimited free time feels disorienting rather than freeing. Thinking ahead about how to fill the days with meaningful activity, whether that's travel, volunteering, pursuing hobbies, or spending more time with family, can make the transition smoother. It helps to sketch out what a typical week, month, or even first year might look like. If there are big gaps, it's worth thinking now about what might fill them in rewarding ways. 3. Where do you want to live as a retiree? Some retirees stay put, while others downsize or relocate entirely. Either way, it's wise to consider whether a chosen location will work as you get older, taking into account factors like proximity to family, access to health care, cost of living, and climate. 4. What will your retirement lifestyle cost? It's not uncommon for retirees to discover that their travel, entertainment, or leisure expenses were higher than expected. The more active and involved you plan to be, the more you will likely need to budget. 5. Does your retirement involve giving back? Retirement often brings both time and motivation to be more generous, whether the goal is helping family members, donating to charity, or volunteering in the community, it's worth defining those goals and building them into an overall plan. Now that your vision is taking shape, turn it into a plan. Work with your financial advisor to align your savings with the life you want and revisit that plan as your priorities evolve so your retirement keeps pace with you. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
What do men and women, whether young or old, have in common? It's the need for a good haircut. And the stylists at Today's Haircuts 101 Main Street are dedicated to helping you to look your best. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, with no appointments necessary. Wednesdays and Thursdays, seniors receive a $2 haircut discount and a free shampoo. Today's Haircuts, good haircuts at good prices. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever dealt with a problem that just keeps coming back, even after you thought you fixed it? Hi, I'm Ranger Kelak. I'm a coach, speaker, and in 2024, I walked across America, on foot, from South Carolina to California. But today, I want to tell you about something I learned years earlier on a small ranch in my hometown. Back then, I was hired to help clear out bull thistle. It's a nasty weed that's painful for cattle to eat and even harder to get rid of. The process? First, you pull off the flower, the part with the seeds. Then you dig it out by the roots, and finally, you chop up the stem to make sure it doesn't grow back. It was hot, repetitive work. Gloves didn't protect from the barbs, and the shovel gave me splinters. But I kept going. I remember thinking, this is overkill. Why not just pull off the flower? But the rancher explained something to me that stuck. If you don't dig it out by the roots, it'll come back. That lesson isn't just about weeds. It's about health, habits, and the issues that we try to ignore. If you want to know how you can use this in your life, I'll show you how right after this short message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Too often, we try to fix symptoms without addressing the root cause. We go on a crash diet but never deal with emotional eating. We take a break when stressed but never change what's causing the stress. We buy planners and apps but don't address the fear or self-doubt behind the procrastination. That summer job taught me that real change doesn't happen by trimming the surface. You have to go deep, even when it's messy and even when it hurts. And just like pulling thistles, it's not always a one-time job. That first field wasn't the only one. I had to do it again and again and again across multiple pastures, but that's because change requires commitment and consistency, along with the willingness to deal with discomfort so that you can prevent bigger problems later on. So here's my question for you. What's one area of your health or mindset where you've been treating the symptom instead of the root? And what would it look like to dig a little deeper? If you'd like help identifying your next step or pulling out your own thistles, I'd love to support you. Visit withinrangecoaching.com to schedule a free 15-minute conversation with me. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and today we are kicking off a very special two-week celebration of the pure creative heartbeat of our community. Up in Montera, tucked away in an incredible creative space known as the Alpaca Barn Soundstage and Studio, something remarkable has been brewing. The Coastside chapter of the Press Record Songwriting Society is officially celebrating its first anniversary. And right at the center of it all, acting as the ringmaster, curator, and creative anchor, is local legend Steve Gallup. Steve has brought together a collection of the peninsula's finest tunesmiths. Today, Steve joins me in the studio to pull back the curtain on this incredible milestone ahead of their massive anniversary showcase on Friday, June 26th. Steve, welcome to the show. It's been a while since you've been on Coastside Carousel. I remember several years ago when we first met, you were telling me about the Press Record Songwriting Society. And here you've got nine guys in the Half Moon Bay, Montera area who are now part of that. Tell me how you got them all involved.
Well, I was over in Berkeley. I have a group of friends in Berkeley who are all songwriters. And we had a songwriting group that was started by Alexis Hart, great songwriter over there. And I just wanted to start something like that on the coast. And I kept running into people who were really good songwriters and wanted to get together and do something and try and create a community built around songwriting, built around performing, supporting each other. We've got Kenny's Alpaca Barn that they're doing shows over there. And then Rich Pearsall, the Studio E in Moss Beach. So we kind of have combined all of those things to create an up-and-coming songwriter scene on the coast. And this is a part of it.
Steve, it was a week ago we had you on the show for part one of our celebration of the Songwriter Showcase at the Alpaca Barn on June 26th, 7 o'clock showtime, all benefiting Second Harvest Food Bank.
And today we have some different artists that maybe you don't recognize along the coast. One being Mark Verlander of the Sippy Cups. Writes great kids music, and he kind of reminds me of David Byrne of Talking Heads. Just kind of one of those wacky personalities. And then the beautiful music of Randy Bales. You really put together, Steve, an amazing caravan of musicians along the coast side. Tell us about those guys.
So Mark's an artist. He does a lot of graphic design and actually has lent his talents to posters and artwork on the coast. He and his wife are both graphic artists. He's a really interesting guy who brings a very artistic and very unique approach to his music. So it's been interesting to have somebody like that in the group. And then Randy, I met him actually over at Coastal Vine, and he had heard about the songwriting group, and he said, "Hey, how do I get into this? Who do I talk to?" And well, that's me actually. So why don't we give it a try? So that's where I met Randy. I'm just kind of getting to know him, and yeah, I'm excited to have him on stage with us.
It's a really lofty enterprise you got going. And you know, most of us, all of us really have day jobs, and this music thing that we all do, me on the DJ side and you guys on the creation side, it's about giving back to the community and just being in creation.
Yeah. It's so rewarding to be able to contribute in that way and to have any appreciation for the work that we put in, because really, I think all of us were, you know, we kind of do it for ourselves as writers. If somebody hears it and likes it, that's a bonus, but I'd do it even if no one ever heard it.
I may be getting out ahead of my skis on this one, Steve, but do you ever foresee a time when you have this songwriter showcase in a larger venue than the Alpaca Barn, maybe out at Oceansiders on a beautiful Saturday afternoon?
I think we're open to anything. It's really a work in progress. You know, there's nothing official. We're just making it up as we go along. So right now what happens is you come into the group on Monday night and everybody brings a song that they're working on or something they want feedback on. And we each get like 10 to 15 minutes to play the song. It has to be something you can play on an acoustic guitar. You play it, perform it, get some feedback. Usually what happens is you listen to people's feedback and then they don't change anything anyway. But you do get a chance to have some other artists hear it. And get some ideas thrown around.
All right, Steve, let's dive into week number two music with the artists that we know and love, Kenny Hibbetts and John Wittenberg. And then I want everyone to get a taste of Mark Verlander. We're going to play a Stones cover called She's a Rainbow. And then Randy Bales has a beautiful track as well. Let's hear them all right now, back to back to back to back on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Everywhere. She comes in colors everywhere. She wears her hair. She's like a rainbow. Come in colors in the air. Everywhere. She comes in colors.
It's the Coast Side Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artists, for the community. The Coast Side Carousel is where we want to be.
To believe in that the world can make us strong. Just love one another, and it won't take too long. Just climb a mountain, and you will find a way. Just jump through a waterfall, and let it take you
It's the Coast Side Carousel, spin it around.
Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artists for the community. The Coastside Carousel is where we want to be.
We had a 64 Dodge in the family that we would take across the country, and we would sing four part harmonies. My mom, my dad, and my sister and me. And I would try to take some harmonies, but I never strayed too far from a melody in our 64 Dodge that I still see. The year we became a family. So we didn't sleep on the ground. We're all so happy that you came around in that 64 Dodge. My memory, the year we became.
night is dark and the sun comes up, and oh, how I need my
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside, talking with Steve Gallup about this amazing event this coming Friday, June 26th, at the Alpaca Barn. By the time you hear this, it'll be sold out. I guarantee you that. There will be a live stream, so pay attention to your emails for that. Check out tickets at studio-e.us. And by the way, there's no cover charge for this event, but you're asked to bring a donation or give a donation to Second Harvest of Silicon Valley. That charity is near and dear to both Rich and Kenny Hibbetts' hearts. Steve, thank you for being our ringmaster and sharing this incredible circle of songwriters with us. It's going to be an amazing event.
Thank you, Mike. You're a great supporter of the music on the Coastside, and appreciate everything you do. Looking forward to it.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently overturned the jury sentence of a man convicted of the brutal murder of a 71-year-old woman because the prosecuting attorney had mentioned a Bible verse in the courtroom. Yet consider what happened in the 1778 case, Respublica versus John Roberts. Thomas McKean, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, was the Chief Justice of that court, and addressing John Roberts after the jury had sentenced him to death for treason, McKean told him, "You will probably have but a short time to live. Before you launch into eternity, it behooves you to repent of your evil deeds, to be incessant in prayers to the great and merciful God to forgive your manifold transgressions and sins, to teach you to rely upon the merit and passion of a dear Redeemer." This prominent founding father actually delivered a salvation message to the defendant in the courtroom.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.